Well, turn with me this evening to chapter 16 of the book of John, and I'll read to you beginning at verse 13 through verse 15. John chapter 16. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, that's the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, he said, if I go away, I'll send you a comforter. He said, it's needful, it's necessary that I go, it's necessary that he comes. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself. He'll never make reference to himself, the Spirit of truth. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. That's the promise to all those that are bound up in the Lord Jesus Christ. All the sheep of God, the promise is to them. That the Spirit will come, and he will take of mine and show it unto you. All right, verse 15, or verse 14. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine. Now put your finger on that word mine. Mine. See that mine there? Therefore said I that he shall take of mine. That's the same mind that's up here in the first line of this 15th verse. All things that the Father hath are mine. Now he's going to take, he shall take of mine, all things that the Father hath, they're mine, and he's going to take of mine, and he's going to show it unto you. He's going to show these things unto you. These things that I have, he's going to show unto you. Now maybe, I pray that it might come to pass, that it might please God to make these things that I referred to here, when he says, all things are mine, that he'll take these things and show these things to somebody here tonight. Because if he does not show you these things, if he does not reveal these things unto you, if he does not speak to you, if you do not hear his voice, then you're a gone Jesse. You've got to hear the voice of God. He's got to reveal the things of Christ to a man's heart. You got to find out who he is, and find out what he done, and why he done it, and where's that, and what he's doing. Find out these things. The only way you can find them out is that the Spirit of God take the things that are mine, and all things are mine, and show them unto you. It's the only way. You can't get it any other way. No shortcut. You can't cross the middle of the field. There's just one way to go, and that's by revelation of the Holy Spirit of God Almighty. He's going to take the Word. All these things that the Father hath are mine, they're found written here in the Word. And they come from the Word, and the Spirit of God takes the Word and makes the Word live, makes the Word a light, reveals them to you. Well, all right. I want to try to emphasize these things. All things that the Father hath are mine. Now, these words, I believe, teach us two important truths. Number one, the first truth is that the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, is equal with the Father. It teaches us that truth, that the Son is equal with the Father. And secondly, that the Father and the Son are alike glorified in the in the scheme, I want to say the scheme of salvation, but a better word is the economy of salvation. Scheme sounds like some sort of a trick or something. Well, the Father are the same claims throughout the Scriptures here. He claims equality with the Father. And that's very evident when he says, all things the Father hath are mine. Now, the sentence here is very comprehensive and is an unquestionable affirmation of the Messiah's eternal power and Godhead. All the things that the Father hath are mine. Number one, his names are mine. His names are mine. I am Jehovah God. I am the mighty God. I am the everlasting Father. I am the Lord of hosts. I am the living God. I am the true God and eternal life. The names of the Father are mine. All the Father hath are mine. And I've said this hundreds of times. I never get tired of saying it. In order to emphasize this, I am as much God as if I was never man, and I am as much man as if I was never God. All that the Father hath are mine. His names are mine. His works are mine. All things were made by me, and I uphold all things by the word of my power. My Father worketh, hitherto I work. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. I am the author of universal being, and my hand moves all the machinery of providence. I have the right to rule. All power and all authority hath been given to me by my Father. And I have the right to rule, and there is no limit to my right. My right is inexhaustible as to power, as to reach, as to depth, as to length. I have all power. His honors are mine. All the Father hath are mine, and the Son claims equality with the Father. The Son is none other than God Himself. I and my Father are one. His honors are mine. I have an indisputable right to the homage, to the worship of all created intelligence. I inhabit the praises of eternity. Before the world was, I was the object of angelic adoration and worship. And when I became incarnate as a Savior, the Father Himself published His decree in heaven, saying, let all the angels of God worship Him. It is His will, the will of Almighty God, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. Now, you may be indifferent towards the Lord Jesus Christ, but I'm telling you, you'll never see the Father's face until you bow in subjection to the Son. You'll never honor the Father, not one iota, until you first honor the Son. You must honor the Son. Honor the Son even as they honor the Father, in the same manner and to the same degree. The Bible says, he that honoreth the Son honoreth the Father, and he that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father. For I and the Father are one, possessing joint interest and authority. His attributes are mine. They belong to me. Though as a man now, here's the man, Christ Jesus, a prince, God Almighty in our nature. A prince in our nature. And he says, though as a man and mediator, I am inferior to the Father. Yet my nature is no more inferior to the Father's than the nature of the Prince of Wales is inferior to the King of England. You see me clothed. You see me clothed in humanity. But in my original state, I thought it not robbery to be equal with God. I was in the beginning with God and possessed the same eternity of being like Him. I am almighty, omniscient, immutable, infinite in holiness and justice and goodness and truth. All of these attributes, with every possible perfection, belong to me, and in the same sense that they belong to the Father. They are absolute and independent and unoriginated. They are the essential qualities of my nature. The riches of His grace are mine. Oh, what the Father hath of mine. Can you come up with anything? Anything you can come up with, I can tell you, belongs to Him. Whatever the Father has belongs to Him. They're mine. That's what He said. He makes this claim. He makes this claim. And He can make good on it. The riches of grace are mine. I'm the mediator to all the new covenant. Isn't that right? I'm the channel of my Father's mercy to His people. They'll never receive any mercy apart from me. God won't dispense any mercy apart from justice being satisfied, and I satisfy justice. I'm the channel. I carry it to them. I'm the one that brings grace. I'm the grace bringer. That's right. The channel of my Father's mercy to His people. That's who I am. I'm the keeper. I'm the keeper of the house of David. I have the seal of the kingdom of heaven. I've come down from the bosom of the Father. I come with the treasures of His will and purpose. I have sailed over the sea of tribulation and death to bring you the wealth of my Father's world. I am my Father's messenger. That's who I am. Publishing peace on earth, goodwill to men, which I have purchased, by the way, with my own blood on that tree. It has pleased the Father that in all fullness should dwell in me, all the fullness of wisdom and all the fullness of grace. And whatever is necessary for the justification, the sanctification, and redemption and salvation of them that believe. My Father and I are one in the work of salvation as in the work of creation. We have the same will. We have the same intention of mercy towards His sheep. I and my Father are one. The objects of His love are mine. They're mine. Every one of them. I bought them. I paid for them. I called them. I brought them grace. I went where they were. I took oil and I bound up their wounds. And I took the beast of burden and put it on them. And I made provision for them from time throughout eternity. They're mine. The object, He has given them to me in an everlasting covenant. In an agreement. Before time ever was. He's given them to me in an everlasting covenant and the utmost parts of the earth for possession. All the Father hath are mine. They're mine by the right of original creation. But now they are doubly mine by the superadded claim of redemption. They're mine. My Father before the world was gave them to me. And He gave me a charter of all the souls that I would redeem. And of all the souls that He gave me, I have not lost any of them. I got them all. I have poured out my soul unto death. I have sealed the covenant with my own blood. They all are mine. Believers, every believer, wherever he is, man, woman, boy, girl, red, yellow, black, green, whatever, wherever he is, whatever nation, whatever flag he's under, whatever politics he's got, he's mine. Lock, stock, and barrel, and I have the right to rule it, and there's no limit to my right. That's right. Their names are engraven on my hands, and their names are engraven on my feet. They're written with the soldier's spear right there in my heart. All the Father has given me, I will lose nothing. I'll raise them up at the last day, and they shall be with me, and they shall behold my glory, the glory that I had with the Father before the foundation of the world. Secondly, the Father and the Son are equally glorified in the economy of redemption and the work of the Holy Spirit. The Son glorifies the Father. I hear him praying. I hear him praying, Father, I have glorified thee on earth. I hear him saying, I have finished the work which thou hast given me to do. I hear him again in the supernatural darkness, in the gloom of Calvary. I hear him with a voice that rings through the strongholds of death and hell, crying, it's finished. It's finished. I've glorified thee. A voice comes in and says, what mighty work, what mighty achievement hast thou finished this day, blessed Lord Jesus? How have you, by your unknown pain and intense agony and shameful death, glorified the Father? I hear him say, I have glorified the Father by raising up those precious things that fell to the ground in the Garden of Eden. You remember over there in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 when it talks about he hath not called many of those doctors and lawyers and all that, but he said he called some of them things. Remember that? He called them things. The things that are not. Things that are not. And the things he said, I raised up them precious things which fell in the garden. We all fell in Adam. Yeah. Fell in Adam. We're dead in trespasses and in sins. We have no inkling or desire after God. We never sought God. We never held up our hand and said, Lord, here I am, come and get me. I need some help. We never sought God. We never sought God because our nature is one that is in total enmity against God. Instead of looking for God, trying to find God, we're trying to run from God and hide from God. But he said, there's some that God gave me in the covenant. All the Father that giveth to me shall come to me. Those that come to me shall learn of me, and they'll be taught, every one of them. And he said, I raised them up, I quickened them. You know how you got life? He gave it to you. He gave it to you. He gave you life just like he gave old Lazarus life. They said, Master, he whom thou lovest, not he whom loves you, but he whom thou lovest. Yeah. Now I said, loved him. How long did he love him? He loved him before time ever was. His name was written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. He is in that blood covenant. Had his name written in the blood covenant. And the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing them. He said, he whom thou lovest. He said, he's dead. Well, You know the story better than I do. He finally gets up there to Bethany. Took him a couple of days to get there. When he got up there, he said, Lazarus. Said it in a loud voice, Lazarus, come forward. Here he comes. In his grave clothes. Loose him and let him go. There he was. That's how he got life. That's how we get life. He gives us life. He's the author of life, the prince of life. He gives it. It's in his hands. And he gives it to whomsoever he pleases. And I trust that he might give it to somebody here tonight. I trust that the Spirit of God will take the things of mine. He'll take the things of mine. All that the Father hath is mine. And he'll take some of them things and he'll show them to you tonight. And you'll be happy like I'm happy. That's the reason I'm happy, because he showed them to me. That's the reason I know these things. He showed them to me. He revealed them to me. Wasn't because I was so smart. There's 28 in my class of school, and I was 29. That's how smart I was. I couldn't have figured it. I couldn't figure them things out. I come by revelation. The Spirit of God showed me those things. It's like I didn't have to show them to you. And I trust he will. Oh, listen. He said, I've glorified the Father by raising up these precious things which fell in the garden. And he said, I've raised up my father's wrong. He said, I come here and I found it cast down to earth and trampled in the dirt. And he said, I magnified it and I made it honorable. I vindicated it in the sight of men and angels. That's what I done. Oh, yes, he said, I've satisfied its demands, its liabilities, and its responsibilities on behalf of those that you gave me. I come to redeem those that you gave me, and now I've satisfied the law's demands. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, strength, soul, and mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. He said, I kept the law for him. I kept the law for him. I satisfied the law's demands on behalf of my people. And he said, I have become the end of the law for righteousness to every man that believes. Every one of them. I raised up my Father's name. I have declared it unto my brethren. I have made known thy name to those that you have given me. Listen, I've given a new revelation of the character of the Father. I've shown him to sinners as a just God and Savior. I've opened up a new living way to his throne of grace. I've written the record of his mercy with my own blood upon the rocks of Calvary. I've raised up my Father's image. I have displayed the excellence of my Father's image in my own character. I have passed through the corruptions and the pollutions of this world and the territory of death without bringing any injury to his character. I've glorified his name. And that's the reason all things that the Father hath are mine. Oh, he says, though my visage, my countenance is marred with grief, and my back is plowed with the scourges, my hands and my feet nailed to a tree, yet not one trace of my Father's image has been tarnished. No, sir. It is as perfect and spotless now as it was when I lay in the manger, and I'll carry it unspotted and unstained to God's glory in heaven. He's the head over all things to the church. Stay with me for a second here. He's the head of all things in the church. He's the keeper of the great seal of the living God. He holds in his hand the charter of our redemption. He's the Lord, Chief Justice of heaven and earth. He's the chief prince. He's the general of the army. He's the captain of the Lord's host. He's the champion who conquered Satan, sin, and death, bruising the head of the first, destroying the power of the second, and swallowing up the third in victory. He has the keys of death. He shut and no man can open. He bears all the honor of his Father's house, and he has all the glories of supreme dignity. I and my Father are one. All the things that my Father hath are mine. Has he showed you that? If he has, you ought to bow to him. You ought to bow to him. You ought to confess him. You ought to tell the whole world, I'm one with him as he's one with the Father. When he died, I died. When he was crucified in some mysterious way as my representative, I died with him. Just as sure as 2 and 2 is 4, when he is crucified, I was crucified. Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. When he died, I died. I was one with him. That's the way it is. I'm in him. And when he died, when he was punished in my place and paid all the judgment that was due me against my sin, I was in him. And when he said it's finished, I was in him. And when he gave up the ghost, when he gave it up, and they took him down and planted him under the ground, they buried me with him. And when he rose, I rose with him. And I'm seated in the heavenlies in him. I'm one with him. Why don't you, if God has been pleased to make him known to your heart. There's some of you here, you've heard this time and time again. You've heard the preacher preach about the gospel of sovereign free grace, that the Lord Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man come unto the Father except by him. And you've pondered it, you've pondered it, you've thought about it, but yet you have not bowed to it. God give you grace to bow to him lovingly and gladly. Thank you.